Members of Congress say they are troubled by the way an investigation, which they requested, is being conducted. The FBI has been considering giving polygraph tests to members of Congress and their staffs to see who leaked classified information to the press. NPR's Barbara Bradley has more.
The leak in question involved the National Security Agency, and it was pretty embarrassing. Apparently, the NSA intercepted transmissions that seemed to predict the September 11th attack before it happened, but failed to translate them until September 12th. After that information came out in the press, the chairman of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees asked the Department of Justice to find out the source of the leak. But when they learned that the FBI was thinking about bringing in polygraphs, that seemed a bit too rigorous an investigation. Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott says he can understand both sides.
There is a separation of the executive and legislative branch, and I suspect most members of Congress wouldn't submit to a polygraph test. But the solution to this is to not violate your oath of office.
In the meantime, for this investigation, the image of FBI polygraphers hooking up legislators leaves at least one constitutional law expert stunned.
I've never seen anything quite like it.
Akhil Amar teaches at Yale Law School.
The Senate is holding hearings to see whether the FBI goofed. So you can see why they might take offense when the FBI is trying to turn the tables on them and trying to, in effect, perhaps shut them up. Especially if the leaks really aren't issues of national security, but perhaps more issues of, shall we say, political or institutional embarrassment.
And it could raise constitutional questions. Congress has the role of overseeing the administration. Andy says this could chill any investigation of the FBI that Congress conducts. On the other hand, says former federal prosecutor Andrew McBride, giving away national security secrets is serious business.
It is a violation of law, and it's a violation of law for which people have been vigorously prosecuted in the past.
McBride says it's common for employees of the Department of Justice or Defense or CIA to take polygraphs during leak investigations, even people at the highest levels. And if they refuse to cooperate, they lose their security clearances. Why should the legislative branch be protected? Moreover, he says, the administration has a legitimate point. It doesn't want to see classified information out where Al-Qaeda members or others can get at it. Sure, he says, the information in this case may not be sensitive.
There was nothing new in this leak about our means or methods. I think the administration's concern is that down the road, they're going to have to be sharing some very sensitive material with the Hill committees, particularly regarding Iraq and the plans for Iraq. And they're concerned that in the future, a leak could very well benefit a potential enemy.
Akhil Amar at Yale acknowledges that the government has a legitimate interest in keeping such information secret. But he says generally, polygraphing comes much later in the process, when the FBI has narrowed down the number of suspects.
If you think there is evidence for a crime, then by all means go ahead and show the evidence and get a subpoena or a warrant or what have you. But this is what lawyers call a fishing expedition. And the only place that the executive branch seems to be fishing is in the legislative pond rather than in its own backyard.
Amar and others say in the end this could become more of a political standoff than a legal one. The president may decide he can't trust members of Congress with classified information, but Congress, of course, has the power of the purse and controls how much money, say, the FBI receives. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.